practical lessons. And this message on unity, I'm going to sort of focus on not just the fathers, but I'll expand it a little bit and just call it on all men. Maybe expand a little bit bigger and maybe call it on all older brothers. But ladies, I'd like to listen to it because sometimes us men seem to forget certain things and we have to be gently reminded of certain things. So please, you know, listen in. You know, as we talk about times of devotion, there are different various ways we can use our devotion time. Sometimes we have a little booklet like daily bread or something similar to that, or a book that's full of devotions. But sometimes I just go into the scriptures itself and just pick a certain part of scripture and see how this particular scripture is applying to me. So I'm applying all this to myself, and if you can identify with that, please, you know, use this to your own advantage. The scriptures tell us, you know, that every man should examine himself. Every person should examine himself to see if you are in the faith. You know, we're talking about either the salvation or just our own walk in the Christian life. And that's certainly taken from 2 Corinthians 13:5. So I'm going to read part of the book of Ephesians, chapter 4, which talks about maturity and unity at the same time. Are you in the process of growing in the Lord? Are you continually growing in the Lord? And I'm going to start with the first one of chapter 4 of Ephesians. As a prisoner for the Lord, the Apostle Paul writes this, I urge you to live a life worthy of the calling you have received. Be completely humble and gentle. Be patient, bearing with one another. Make every effort to keep the unity of the Spirit through the bond of peace. There is one body and one Spirit, just as you were called to one hope when you were called, one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all, who is over all, and through all, and in all. Jump down to verse 11. So Christ himself gave the apostles, the prophets, the evangelists, the pastors, and teachers to equip his people for works of service, so that the body of Christ may be built up until we all reach unity in faith and in the knowledge of the Son of God and become mature, attaining to the whole measure of the fullness of Christ. Now, as I look at this particular passage right here, a few things. I'm going to apply this to myself. You know, it's sort of an amazing thing. You ever think that the Apostle Paul is writing this encouraging letter from all places he's in prison. You know, he should be the one that's encouraged. But yet, from this prison cell, he's encouraging us. And first thing he says is that, I urge you to live a life worthy of the calling you have received. Well, what is the calling, Jack? What are you? You know, in the book of Genesis, we see that when Adam sinned, he hid, and God said, Adam, where are you? But he can say the same thing to me, Jack, where are you? Not that I'm hiding from God, but Jack, how is your walk? Where are you in your walk, in your journey? A life worthy. I have been called to grace, into grace. I have been given a new life. Do I have an attitude of gratefulness? Why should I be grateful? Well, my sins have been completely forgiven. More than that, I have the presence of the living Christ living in my heart. Folks, I hope you can appreciate that. If you are a follower of Jesus Christ, your sins have not only been forgiven, but the presence of Christ, the living God of the universe, is within you. How do I walk in the this manner, this calling? How do I walk worthy? Paul encourages us to live lives that honor God's gift of grace. He has given us a grace, a wonderful grace. We sing about amazing grace. But let's really think about that amazing grace and appreciate it. Paul encourages us to do it. I have been called to follow. I call myself a follower of Jesus Christ. I have been called to follow Jesus Christ. In fact, I have been called to be like Jesus Christ. Well, isn't that sort of a difficult task? No, it's an impossible task. Unless God is working in you at that time. In verse 2, it says, these are the ways that we should honor our Lord. Honor the walking in a worthy manner towards the Lord. It says to be humble, to be gentle, to be patient, to bear with one another in love. As I think about it today, we can certainly use that in this particular situation. How are we with people that are not thinking exactly like we're thinking? Are we patient with them? Or, you know, we all have opinions. And we think our opinions are based on facts, or else we have an opinion of this. But the other person has an opinion also thinking it's based on fact. So let's have patience with one another. So, when I think of these things, humbleness, gentleness, patience, bearing with one another, it also sounds like another passage of Scripture. Can be called the fruit of the Spirit. It sounds like the fruit of the Spirit. Yes, it is the fruit of the Spirit. And it's available to me, to Jack. So, am I appropriating these gifts, these fruits, I should say? Are these fruits being demonstrated in my life? I have to determine it. You have to determine that. You are identifying. Verse 3 says, make every effort to keep the unity and the bond of peace. Isn't that all our responsibility? And I've talked specifically maybe to the head of the households and the men of the households. Are we, is our desire to build unity as a family, starting with the family, starting at work, starting, of course, in school, electronic, and also, of course, in the church. Are we that uniting factor? Can we demonstrate that uniting factor? Are we willing to give in to our fathers? We have a different persuasion. And then he goes on to say in verse 4 and 5 that we are one body with Christ, and Christ is the head. Always keeping that in mind. When we are walking, we should be walking as Christ walks, as He is our head and our mind. In verse 11, again, I started talking about, so Christ gave Himself, gave us the church, apostles, prophets, evangelists, and pastors, and teachers. Okay, so we are talking about leadership. Leadership is a great responsibility. Because we've been blessed so much by having you folks here. And I'd like to really take this moment just to really appreciate what Pastor Scott and Pastor Eric are doing to really struggling to unite this body in beautiful ways that you probably are not even aware of. Let's appreciate these men of God. We are responsible as leaders to equip the saints. Men, fathers, you are also responsible. And older brothers, you are also responsible in your own family groups to be an instrument of uniting one another. Are we doing that? In verse 13, we are all growing together. It says, isn't that interesting? It says, until we reach unity in the faith and the knowledge. that you become mature, attain to the whole measure of the fullness of Christ. What is that telling us? We are all maturing. Hopefully, we think we are mature this time compared to Satan. We are all maturing in a constant way. Please, count your blessings. Remember that, take from this Spider-Man, great blessings come to great responsibility. And sometimes we like to shrug back at the word responsibility, but it's so true. And it's such a uniting thing when we take the reins and say, I want unity in my body, in the body of Christ, in my home, in my workplace, in my school. Are we conscious of that? In spite of the fact that we may have a different part of the spectrum that a lump person has, are we patient with them? Please, all this, by the way, as I said before, is an impossible thing to accomplish, except that we have a God that is the God of the impossible. Let him do his work in us as we strive for the unity of the body. This is a trying time, a very critical time. It could split us apart, or it could unify us in a great and wonderful way. May it be that way. I ask this in Jesus' name. Father, I ask you, Father, to just work in us constantly, Lord, allowing us to understand, Lord, your beautiful desire for each member of this body, helping us bring us together in love, gentleness. Thank you, Father. Then the next part I'm going to bring up is that verse 14 says, then we will no longer be infants. No longer be infants. We are all growing together, and some of us, even Jack, it's time to start growing up. Be that to you.